Excuse me, mister. I couldn't help but notice that you were, reading Shakespeare. And, like, I thought it was such a good coincidence because, well, I have this assignment that I'm supposed to be working on, and, like, I have to analyze some monologues or whatever, and I don't get it. So I thought, like, maybe, since it seemed like you were, reading this for fun, or whatever, that you could, help me with my assignment. Oh my gosh, that is, like, so totally sweet of you. I knew that you'd be a nice guy. I have this, silent study room where I was trying to work on it, back there. If you could follow me, that would be great, really. So you can help me with it. Thank you so much, mister. I don't know what I would do without you. So, at the beginning here, you know when the ghost of Hamlet's father shows up and, like, they call Horatio because he went to college? But, like, why? Did Horatio go to, like, a ghost college or something? Is that, like, a thing that they had? Ghost colleges? Okay. But, like, they don't speak Latin while they're alive, right? So, why did ghosts speak Latin? Did they speak Latin because, like, Latin's a dead language, and when you're a ghost, you can only, like, speak dead languages? Is that how it is? Okay. That was, like, super helpful of you, mister. Thank you so much. You know, I think, to repay you for all of your help, maybe I could do something for you. I mean, like, coming here all the time, it doesn't seem like you have anyone to take care of certain needs. And, you know, since you were such a great help, I thought that, I
need help with, something else. Like, later, he talks about, like, weathering the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, and, like, it's not like he's actually weathering any arrows, he's just, like, whining and being a little bitch about his father's death, right? And he's, like, 40, right? So, like, why is he talking about that? Okay. So, have you helped me enough now for me to repay you?
No, wait, I still, at the end, like, when Hamlet is dying and Horatio comes over and goes, "Good night, sweet prince," didn't, like, in the 1600s, didn't sweet have, like, gay connotations? Like, if you called someone sweet, you'd, like, secretly be calling them gay. So, like, did Horatio just come over and be like, "You're gay," while Hamlet was dying? Is it, like, a thing that happened?
No, you're right. I don't really need any Shakespeare help. Okay, so I work here at this library, and I see you come in sometimes, and I really, really wanted an excuse to talk to you, but I couldn't just come up and talk to you without any sort of reason. My friend Ashley said that guys like the whole bimbo thing, and honestly, I'm not very good at this. Talking to people is hard. Yeah, thank you. You're really, really sweet. Just like I thought you'd be. Now that you know that I'm not doing this because I feel like I need to repay you for something, do you want me to do anything for you? I could kiss you. I could touch you. I could let you touch me. Do you want that? Why not? I mean, I'm practically throwing myself at you here. Do you not think I'm attractive? Well then. Yeah, I suppose I am a little weird. See, I thought guys liked the whole demure shy thing. I suppose it doesn't really count as demure or shy when I'm basically asking you to fuck me, but come on. Honestly? Alright, plan C, then. Yes, I do have a knife. I did not go through all of this trouble just to not have sex with you, okay? So, you are going to take your clothes off, and I am not going to stab you. Good? Good. Fuck. I have thought about this for so long. Ever since you started coming into the library, I've fantasized about all of the things that I've been wanting to do to you. It's a pity that you had to make it happen this way. Honestly, you could have just decided to fuck me earlier. Could have skipped the whole threatening with a knife thing. It's not very elegant, definitely. But, well, you really left me no choice. Good boy. You look just as good as I knew you would. Come here, and remember, don't try anything. It's harder than you'd think to stab someone to death, but it's really, really going to hurt. So, it's best if you just do what I say, alright? Now kiss me. So good at that. It definitely seems like you've gotten a lot of practice. I'm honestly a little bit jealous. But it doesn't matter who came before. You're mine now. And I am going to absolutely savor you. Starting with this big, thick cock of yours. You know, I've thought about sucking your cock for a very, very long time. Every time you come in, I would watch from behind one of the bookshelves. I would watch you read and imagine how you'd react if I just came over there, crawled under your table, and started sucking your cock just like this. I've been practicing, you know. Practicing so no matter how big your cock was. I could just take it all the way to the base like this. So that if you wanted, you could grab my hair and fuck my mouth and I wouldn't gag. Fuck. I knew that sucking your cock would make me wet, but I didn't know that it would turn me on this much. I'm practically dripping down my thighs already. See, I knew this was going to happen, so I didn't wear any underwear under my skirt. And honestly, I think I might have to clean the floor in here afterwards. Fuck. Your cock feels so good in my mouth. So big and heavy against my tongue. I know it's gonna feel absolutely amazing inside of me. Fuck. Your pre-cum tastes so good. I bet your cum would taste even better, but I don't want it in my mouth right now. The first time I make you come, I want it to be inside me. I want to feel your cock twitch and throb inside my pussy. As you just fill me with your cum. Fuck hell. Ever since you started coming in here, all I thought of while masturbating at home was your cock. And how good it would feel to have you come in me. You'll let me find out today, won't you, mister? Maybe I should stop with my mouth soon. If I really, really want you to come inside of me. But it's so good. Fuck. Sucking your cock is so good. You just have to be a good boy and not come for me right now, so I can make this last longer. I want to be so good that you that you want it again and again, but I know there's a chance that you might, well, that this might be our only time together, so no, just humor me and help me make it last as long as possible, right? Fuck. Should I stop for a little bit? Leave you to calm down before I continue touching you. That would be nice of me, right? It would help you achieve what I want you to achieve and not come right now. But it's so hard to keep my mouth off your cock for too long, fuck. Fuck. I am definitely dripping onto the floor right now. And it's such a mess. And we shouldn't do this at my work, but fuck, your cock is so good, I don't care. We're just gonna hope that nobody wants to use this silent study room. But you know, I don't really mind if anyone catches us. If somebody sees me down on my knees in front of you sucking your cock, I don't mind if anyone knows how much of a slut I am for you. Just for you. Nobody else does this for me like you do. Fuck. Okay, I can't wait anymore. Fuck, I need you inside of me. Do I have to get the knife out again? Come on. You're very, very hard, and I know that you're practically aching to shove your cock into me again. Just, fuck, just let me have this. You don't have to do anything. You can just sit down on that chair and let me straddle you. I really, really want to ride you. Can you feel how wet I am? Can you feel how slick my thighs are parted around you like this? I really, really like grinding against your cock. Fuck. If I was a bit more patient, I would spend a little bit more time just rubbing my wet pussy against you, but honestly, I really can't wait anymore. Inside of me, I need it. Yes. Fuck. God, you feel so good. So big inside of me. Fuck. Yeah. Just like that. God, I knew you'd, oh fuck, I knew you'd feel good, but this is so fucking good. I tend to get a little bit loud, but I'm sure I can keep it down while we're in public like this. And fuck, I feel me so well. In a silent study room in this library where there are plenty of people outside. Fuck, who could definitely hear me if I got too loud, and then everyone would know that I'm just riding your cock here. Fuck, but I couldn't, I needed it, and I couldn't wait. Fuck, I really, really just needed your cock. I couldn't wonder anymore at how good it would feel filling me up like this. Oh, fuck. And it feels so good. It feels so good inside of me. Fuck. I know that you must be a little bit close already from the blowjob earlier, but please do your best to hold on and not come. Not yet. Fuck, I just, I need it. Oh, fuck, I thought about coming around your cock so many times. So many times I just touched myself alone at home in bed to the thought of your cock filling me like this. Fuck, it feels so good. Fuck. It's so, so good. You're so deep inside like this and so big. Fuck. It's a good thing I was so wet, because I don't think I would have been able to take it any other way. Yes, fuck. Does it feel good for you too? Does my soaking wet pussy squeezing down around your cock feel good for you? Fuck, I want it to be good. I want it to be so good that you want me again after this, even though we didn't really have the best beginning. Fuck, that feels good. Feels so good filling me. You feel so good. Fuck. Your cock is incredible. Your cock is just so incredible. And it's just as good as I thought it was going to be. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh. God, fuck, you can grab onto my ass, yeah, of course, fuck, just thrust up into me like that. Oh god, I knew you would enjoy it. I knew that if I started touching you that you would enjoy it. Fuck, you feel so good. You feel so fucking good thrusting into me like that. Yes, just, like, fuck, keep going, I need it, I need you. Fuck. Yes. Oh my god. What are you? Okay. Okay, yeah, sure. You have the knife now. You're fine, I guess. What are you going to do? Stab me? Are you going to push me off of you and get up and walk out with your cock this hard? This deep inside of me? You know, I don't think you want to stop any more than I want to. No. Okay. Fuck. Over the... God. Fuck. Over the desk is... Yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Writing you was nice, but... fuck. Feeling you pound into me from behind like this is really, really good, too. Fuck. God, your cock is... It's so... it's so deep like this. It's so, so... good. You feel so good. Fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me just like this over the desk in this fucking silent study room. Just take me. I'm yours. I want it. I need it. I fucking just need... fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Fuck. I'm sorry. Fuck. I'm sorry for pulling the knife on you and... oh, God. Sorry for forcing... for forcing you to fuck me. Oh, God. Fuck. Yes. I like it when you spank me. I really, really like it. Fuck. Yes, I... oh, God. Fuck. I'm just a dirty slut that couldn't resist you. Oh, fuck. Yes. God, that feels so good. Are you gonna fill me? Are you going to fill me with your cum? Are you going to? God, fuck. I really want it. I really just really, really want it. I want you to just come deep inside of me. Fuck. That feels so good. Fuck. Yes, please. Oh, fuck. Please. Please, mister. Could you just please come inside of me? Come inside of me. I need it. Fuck. I'm just so... God. Fuck. I'm so close. I'm so close. I just need your cum. I need it. Please. Please. Fuck. I'm sorry. Just fuck. Come in me. I need it. Please. Fuck. Yes. Are you? Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Please. 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 I need it. Just yes. Oh, fuck. Like that. Yes. I'm going. Fuck. 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 It's so... God, I don't think I can stand now. That was fun, right? Fuck, words. Give me a second. I wasn't exactly sure what you wanted when you told me to bring the knife. But, yeah, fuck, that was fun. That was really, really fun. Did I do well? My acting wasn't too ridiculous, was it? Hey, I'm not actually crazy, don't be silly. Yeah, I'll see you at home. I just... oh, fuck, I need a minute. Yeah. Later.